Welcome to the No BS Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Megan. I'm married with three kids and found myself stressed, overwhelmed, and lost in motherhood before I gave up the idea of perfection and remembered that my needs are important too. If you're looking for a mom friend who drops F-bombs, loves road trips, and will always hype you up, then I'm your girl. I want to cut through the bullshit and have real conversations about all things mom life. I definitely don't have all the answers, but I am here for you, girl. And I'm bringing in some experts and other moms to help us out too. We know there's no one-size-fits-all solution, so make sure you take what serves you and leave what doesn't. So go ahead and grab that coffee, that glass of wine, or whatever floats your boat, and go hide from those kids while we dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the No BS Mama Podcast. My name is Megan. I'm your host. And as always, I am so happy to have you here spending time with me. Today, I wanted to just share something that I have been reflecting on a lot as November has been approaching. I have kind of been resisting November since like the beginning of October. In the beginning of October, I recognized that in November, and actually it wasn't even the beginning of October. Let me scratch that. It was the beginning of October because my brother reached out and asked what we were doing for Thanksgiving this year. And I was like, first of all, we have so much time, like who knows? I usually host Thanksgiving. And then it was like, it was me, him, and my mom. We'd do this really fun thing where if if one of us is on the phone with my mom and someone else calls her, we just conference that person in, and now you're in like a conference call. So it was the three of us, me, my mom, and my brother. And we were like, you know, what did we do last year? And I was like, I don't know. I just remember that November was a fucking shit show last year, but I don't know why. And then it hit me that last year I was supposed to host Thanksgiving, and a couple days before Thanksgiving, I flew down to Texas to let my grandmother know that her husband had passed away. She was in a memory care facility. She had dementia, and he had unexpectedly passed away without any type of warning that anything might have been wrong, right? And we wanted someone from the family to have this conversation with her versus someone from the facility, even though they were amazing and they took very good care of her and all of that. So I flew out a couple days before Thanksgiving, and I got home like midnight on Thanksgiving morning, because obviously I wanted to be here with my family for Thanksgiving. But some things unfolded while I was down there that really just rocked my world, and I was a fucking wreck. I spent all of Thanksgiving Day in tears. I booked an emergency session with my therapist because I was so like angry, and I didn't know what to do with this emotion. Like usually when I get angry, and then like I do hold on to things. but usually after like a day, I'm over it, right? I'm fine. Unless like something triggers it again, then like I quickly get back there. But this was anger that like would not leave my body. And November was like the beginning of the end of this time with my grandmother. If you've been here for a while, she passed away this past June. And I had flown to Texas a few times between last November and this past June to be with her and to visit. And we had some really great time together. November was the last time that she remembered me and who I was. Yeah, she remembered me when I was down there in November, and then by the time I went back in January, she had no idea who I was. She tried to like pretend that she knew. She definitely knew that I was familiar, but she had no idea like why I was familiar and who I was. And as November has been approaching, this has all been like coming back up for me. And I was like trying to suppress it. Like, I don't want to relive and like re-experience everything that has happened in this past year. Like, I thought I was over it and I wanted to be past it. And like, I'm recognizing now that I'm not. So that's something that I need to explore, because if I continue to push it down and pretend that it's not happening, I will continue to not be okay. And I risk missing out on like our traditions. We have a lot of traditions for Christmas that start, like the day after Thanksgiving. And I want to be there. I want to be fully present because I feel like, I was there physically last year, but I was mentally kind of checked out. And I don't want to have another holiday like that. So this November, I will be really digging into like this grief and this sadness and like allowing myself to process through it instead of pretending like it's not happening. I know that the holidays are hard for a lot of people for lots of reasons, but missing loved ones, I know, is one of them. And so I wasn't gonna share this because, as you can probably tell, I am crying. Like, I'm sad. But I know that so many other people are also missing loved ones, and that this time of year can be painful and can be hard. And a lot of us, if you're like me, will try and pretend like, no, I'm fine, I'm not sad, everything's fine. And that's not cool. Right? And something that I have really, really come to terms with this year is this idea that you can hold space for two competing emotions at the same time. Like, when my grandmother passed, I was so sad and so totally at peace and so very grateful for our time together, right? When Timmy moved away to college, I was so fucking sad. And I'm getting upset again because yesterday was Halloween and it was his first one not here. And it's just like the reminder that like he's a grown-up now and he's not gonna be around for all of the fun shit that we do as a family. And that's shitty. But when he left, I was so sad. And also so fucking proud of him and so thrilled for his decision and his like possibilities for his future. And just so happy because I know that he is in the best possible position. Like, I know that the school that we chose is the perfect environment for him to thrive and to really grow into the man that like we have set him up to be, right? So like, while I'm sad that he doesn't live here with us, and he, like, we miss him. I'm so thrilled for him, and I can be both of those things at the same time. Like, I don't have to choose one or the other. I don't have to choose sadness over happiness. Like, I can be both. And that's something that I really didn't know until this year. I really thought that you could only be one thing, and it's just not true. And what has helped me with that, I believe, is the fact that I have really allowed myself to feel these quote unquote negative emotions, right? Like, we tend to, like, we don't ever pretend we're not happy, right? Like, how often are you, like, thrilled or happy or excited, and you have to, like, stuff that down and pretend that that's not a thing to appease other people? Like, no. So why do we do that when we are sad or upset or angry or frustrated or grieving or any of those things, right? Like, it's okay. These are all very human emotions that deserve, like, their time. And this episode has taken a turn because I also wanted to talk about, like, while I was kind of like resisting time and resisting this approach of this month of November, this past year since November has brought on so much opportunity and so much growth for me for other reasons. Last fall, I made the decision to go part-time at my job, and then pretty shortly after decided to leave the company altogether. And that was so scary. That was such a scary decision for me. And when I tell you that it has worked out so perfectly, like, it has worked out so perfectly. And even though I'm nowhere near where I want to be, like, not even close, I know that had I stayed in that job, no offense to the people that I worked with or the company that I worked for, they were all amazing. I loved them, and I did stay on as a contractor to help with some projects. But I know that if I had stayed there, my mental health would have continued to suffer, and I wouldn't be where I am today, right? So even though I'm not anywhere close to where I want to be or where I had hoped to be by this point, I'm so much further along than I was this time last year. Like, it is crazy to me to look back over the last 12 months. And I know that usually we do this in January, but November was just a very pivotal, critical time for me last year. So we're doing it now. And I was looking back over my journal. You guys know, if you listen to the podcast, I keep a nightly journal where I track, like, my mood for the day. I track the best thing that happened to me today or my favorite part of the day. I track, my wellness habits or my self-care habits. And last fall, I had like five self-care habits that I was really trying to do. And they were things like eating three meals a day, because I was often eating only one or two meals. I wasn't, like, listening to my body. I was, like, drinking caffeine all morning and, like, not eating anything at all until, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was trying to get outside, which I'm still doing. Journal, like, there were a couple, but they were simple, right? And then now I have all of those things except for instead of eating three meals a day, I'm wanting to eat all of my meals at home instead of going to a restaurant or ordering takeout or whatever. And again, if you've listened to other episodes, you know that that's not like, the goal is not to be perfect every day. The goal is just to collect data to help me see like where I need to start prioritizing things more. So I have like probably over 20 habits that I track now, including taking my medicine and my supplements and doing a strength-based workout, not just cardio or walking, walking the dogs, journaling, meditating, what else? One-on-one time with each of my family members, family time, like family bonding time, all kinds of things. And the reason I'm able to have so many now is because I started so small. And it was not something that I was like, okay, Megan, you have to change your whole life today. No, I started small. And when those became sustainable habits, I built on them, right? And so now I have this really cool library of things that I don't do every single day, but I do them, you know, throughout the month. And so when I was looking back, I thought that was really cool to see like how far I have come in that respect. And so that's just a reminder to you that if you are trying to change your life in some way, I encourage you to start small, because while it's not sexy and it's not something that's like, it doesn't feel like, oh my God, like I made this huge improvement and my whole life is different because of it. No. Like, you can do that, and that's great if you're the type of person that something like that works for you. But in my experience, it's much more sustainable and much more likely to be a long-term thing that you can commit to if you do start small with those really small, really unsexy habits, and then build from there as they become more and more sustainable. So that's the kind of stuff that we're going to be digging into this month in the Facebook community. So if you're not yet in there, go ahead and click the link in the show notes to join. Or if you don't know how to do that, send me a message on Instagram or on Facebook. If we're connected on Facebook, on Instagram, I'm at the No BS Mama. Feel free to send me a message and I can send you a link to join the group. It's a private group, so only the other people that are in that group can see the things that you post or comment. And it's really meant to be just a safe space. So anyway, yeah, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to be digging into there in November and December. So if you are at all interested in either sharing in this journey as you walk through a similar journey, or just interested in kind of like coming along for the ride, if you don't want to actively participate, that's okay too. You can still come in to the group and just kind of be a fly on the wall. I'm okay with that too. No pressure. And yeah, with that, happy November. And as we head into this holiday season, whatever you celebrate, I hope that you are finding time for you. I hope that you are making space to enjoy all of these traditions and time with your family and friends and loved ones. And I hope that you're finding some time for you along the way. And maybe that includes picking and choosing the things that you really want to do over the things that you feel like you have to do, right? Again, that'll be something that we dig into a little bit further later on this month. But yeah, that's my message to you. If you are missing someone this holiday season, that's okay. Let yourself feel that. If you are trying to build sustainable habits, start small. And if you can, if you have any way to like take a real good look at like how far you've come, try and do that, because it really is eye-opening. Like, you live in this body every single day, and so as you are making changes, you don't feel too much different, right? But when you look back over a year or 2 years or 3 years, it's so crazy how much life can change in such a short period of time, right? Just because of these small decisions that we make. So with that being said, I'm not going to apologize for being weepy in the beginning of this episode, because this is real life. And even though that was not my intention when I got on here, I'm going to keep it, because I think that, you know, like I said in the beginning of the episode, it doesn't serve me to pretend that things are different than they are, right? Like, I'm hurting right now. That's okay. I'm also excited right now and happy right now, and all of these other things and all of these other really great things are continuing to happen, and I'm really leaning into that while also creating these like pockets of time where I can acknowledge these other feelings and move through them so that I can continue to grow and to lean more into these other feelings as well. So that's all I have for you today. Until next time.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. I really hope you loved today's episode. If you did, it would really mean the world to me if you would share it with a mom like us, so she doesn't feel so alone either. And if you're not already in our free Facebook community, girl, what are you waiting for? I promise it just takes 2 seconds. You don't even have to search for it. Just go ahead and click the link right here in the show notes. Until next time, try to remember to do something that's just for you this week.